Welcome to the video series on sociocultural theory in language teaching, learning and assessment. In this video, we will talk about concepts and their importance for development. We will namely talk about everyday concepts, scientific concepts, and based on that, what I think is a fitting example, which I found on the web, and then we'll analyze a short video classroom interaction, except coming from physics lesson in a content and language integrated learning. So everyday concepts. These are, or they're also called spontaneous concepts. These are grounded in our everyday experiences. They emerge from our sort of a interaction or observation and with the environment, and are intuitive understandings of what things are and how they work. So this is the sun, this round thing in the sky, and it's hot, so you should apply sort of sunscreen on a hot summer day. Importantly, they also create the potential for the introduction and development of scientific concepts. So the scientific concepts are different in that they are kind of, they're creating this sort of a structural systemic sort of formations which are needed for the deeper understanding of the everyday concepts. So it's not only about the differences between the two kinds of concept, which is important for development actually, but it is their dialectical relationship. And we talked about dialectics in the previous video. But it is when the individuals connect their everyday knowledge and their scientific knowledge that they truly can result in a qualitative transformation of their thinking and of their functioning. So they are kind of developing in the direction of one another. And eventually they become sort of a single thing, which is called true concept. Or this is dialectical unity of scientific concepts and everyday concepts. We talked about dialectics, as I said. So one way of thinking about a concept does not or should not include or exclude the other. So they develop together in the direction of one another. So a scientific concept is normally some sort of a scientific definition, which is pretty abstract, and it is void of a context where it can be applied. So it can be limited as by itself, right, as there is no context applied to fully understand it, right? Likewise, without scientific concepts, everyday concepts stay just like that, this disjointed set of things that we are see from our everyday observations. There's no opportunity for a qualitative change allowing for these concepts to become a part of the system of our understandings that we have about the world. And it is through their reciprocal or dialectical relationship that true concepts emerge. So if you connect the ideas of heat as a flow of energy, sun rays as solar radiation, or like solar electromagnetic radiation, and then the UV light, right, as a certain wavelength of that radiation which can cause damage to the skin cells, which can lead to their uncontrollable division, which is called cancer, and also the concept of the sunscreen particles that both reflect the UV light but also absorb it, right? Make it like making it into heat essentially, right? And releasing this as heat. Connecting all of these ideas or the system of ideas to our everyday understanding of sunscreen, right? It creates this true, fuller understanding of sunscreen and why it is important. Let's look at a different example. This is quite an easy one. It comes from a Bored Panda website post, where a person, a musician actually, brought together his everyday concept of seemingly flat surface of Earth, directly observed, and the scientific concept of curvature, right? So, this person, Greg, looking at the horizon every day, right, and thinking to themselves, where is the curve? Right, decided to find out. So, they started by estimating the distance between the two points in the picture here, which turned out to be 8.4 miles, which is almost 14 kilometers. It's 13.7 essentially kilometers. So they then estimated how much it comprises of the total circumference of the Earth, right? And what arc this distance makes. This is not, of course, not precise calculations, as the Earth is not exactly round, but it gives sort of a perspective, even if the figure is not exact. Right? Following that, Greg then transferred the results back to this geographical representation of the curve. The two points between the actually two red lines there, they represent this 13.7 kilometers being in between them, right? And Greg invited the audience to spot the arc between the two points there on this picture. Now, the arc, as he calculated, was 0.12 degrees. So the scientific concepts on the previous slide, comprising the notions of circumference and arcs, as well as the proportion used to calculate the sort of system of concepts that Greg used to calculate that 0.12 degrees, was applied by Greg to dipping his understanding of that seemingly flat surface, right? So the scientific concept of the horizon came together with his everyday observation, which he saw in, like, maybe walking daily that route. Greg was sort of quite self-regulated in that, so he used their knowledge, they used the knowledge of mathematics, right, to resolve the task that they set for themselves, right? So what does it all have to do with the language learning? Well, let's explore very briefly how these opportunities for scientific concepts and everyday concepts emerge in our classrooms. This is a very short video, and so let's find out.
In home, half of the energy is
by heating.
So this is what's going on here. This is a class of physics, as I said, in a content and language integrated classroom, and the learner's task was there to explore the ways of how you can save energy in the house. And even though this concept does not emerge here, what they're talking about here is the concept of insulation with relation to their project that they're engaged with that is saving energy, right? And the teacher decided to probe this one learner, call him Simo, whether their learner understands what is this three sheets of glass, what's happening, right? So instead of directly telling Simo, okay, we have it there for a reason, right? They started to probe the learner, what's happening. All right, so what's happening here is that Tisha from the outset starts to connect to Sima's everyday experience, right? Many houses, well, they put these three sheets of glass there, right? Which prompts Simo to think in terms of his everyday experience. And, right, first he thinks in terms of light. Teacher does not deny that and says, like, okay, I've seen many houses. Yeah, but why would you have three sheets of glass, right? And Simo's answer is, it keeps out the cold. Which is a sort of a legitimate everyday explanation of what's going on. Why do we have three sheets of glass? Well, keep out the cold, right? But remember, that's a physics lesson, right? And cold doesn't really make sense in terms, like, from the perspective of physics, right? Cold is the absence of heat, right? So the teacher reacts.
Keeps out the cold.
Keeps out the cold, so you don't have to do what? Use heat, right? On the surface, it's a very kind of small difference in the formulation. And the teacher kind of did it for a reason, because that's a physics lesson. But what happens once Simo changes his formulation, right? It's not keeping out the cold anymore, right? It's using heat, which connects to the project that they were engaged in this lesson, that is saving energy in the house. So teacher's guidance did really something beautiful to Simo. It's not just about Simo using academic language, right? Heat in a physics sense, right? As energy flow. It is also about development of his conceptual understanding of insulation as a way to save energy, right? You don't use heat. Heat is energy. Three sheets of glass are there to save energy. So it was the simultaneous development of Simo's academic language, kind of use heat in the context of physics lesson, not cold, right? But also his understanding of the concept of insulation. And that was possible through teacher connecting Simo's everyday experience with the academic concept of insulation and heat and the ways of saving energy. Right? There is a qualitative change of in Simo's thinking that is happening as a result of him using a different word, essentially, cold versus heat. Right, so this concludes our video on concepts in which we discussed scientific and everyday and true concepts. There's always links to other videos that could be useful for further understanding of this video are in the video description. Thank you for watching.